We check in this morning with 7th District Congressman Tim Walberg on the road this morning, which I suppose makes sense because we're talking a little bit about autos here today because the North American International Auto Show getting underway for the general public this weekend is the big weekend for that. Auto industry and a bounce back certainly has been good for our economy here in the state of Michigan, hasn't it, Congressman?
It sure has been, and it also reminds us that manufacturing is in Michigan's DNA, certainly in the DNA of the 7th District of Michigan with all of the part suppliers, machine shops, tool and die, all of the things that have gone on in history, and thankfully we're starting to see some resurgence in. So it's good to see, and I look forward to being the auto show at the charity event tonight. That'll be the last event in my day here back in Michigan.
Well, the auto industry and the way it has bounced back, it you know, whether you agreed or didn't agree with how it was handled with General Motors and some of the things that went on last couple of years, it's obviously got us back on track. Now, whether the federal government did the right thing within that or not, and whether they should do that in the future, is it time for you guys to maybe sit back in retrospective and look at that? What should be the plan going forward with the auto industry?
Well, I think it's a plan go forward, and I think the auto industry execs that are in place right now, including the newest one, Mary Barra, at General Motors, I think they're looking forward. I think what went on at the meltdown was a terrible time in the history. It caused a lot of disruption, a lot of concern. Taxpayers ended up getting hurt in the deal, but that was then. This is now. We move forward, and as I listened to our governor last night, his state address, that's the positive nature that we ought to be looking at, moving forward, working together to do the right things, and that's the key, to do the right things, those things that have made this country great, made this state great, that is all based upon free people in a private sector economy, building jobs, being employees that make the products that are second to none in the world, competing as the top competitor, and I think we'll achieve well. And Ken, as I always say, Ken, getting governments at all levels, especially the federal level, out of the way as much as possible will stand us in much better stead to achieve and not go back to that sad day in history that ultimately we've come through and we fought back from.
Well, when the governor was at the auto show earlier this week, those were the questions he actually faced from the auto industry folks of how are you going to help us do better in what we do. From a federal government standpoint, what do you need to stop doing to make either the auto industry or just industry in general do better here in the U.S.?
Well, with the auto industry and others that are connected to energy and the like, we have to stop micromanaging. I think what they're asking for is give us some rational miles per gallon figures, for instance. Make it rational, but then get out of our way. Don't tell us we've got to use a certain power system or energy plan or engine. We, in listening to our consumers, in knowing what really works, what research has been done, and what that research says, we will find a way to get it done. And then I think government can help by, in the area of energy, for instance, of making sure that we have an all-of-the-above energy plan with enough incentives, and in many of that incentive would be just getting the unnecessary roadblocks and hurdles out of the way through unnecessary regulation and taxation that makes business more capable of growing. And in fact, that helps us all because then more people are employed. We have a growing economy, higher wages that people earn on their own and take control of their lives. And so I think that's what the auto industry is really asking for in manufacturing and business in general, because we know ultimately it's the consumer, it's the taxpayer that gets hit in any type of regulatory or unnecessary tax increase that takes place.
All right. You're back in the district now, hearing obviously from your constituents on various issues. What other things are they been in your ear about these days?
Well, of course, the Affordable Care Act is huge. That has not stopped. In fact, it's growing with more of the rollout problems and the product being found. The lack of truthfulness from the very beginning. We'll be fortunate to have a constituent with us at the State of the Union address next week. Or the following week, who is a leukemia patient and had insurance that was covering her 5 years already of oral chemo that is keeping her alive and doing satisfactory things, keeping leukemia at bay. for her, and sadly, as a result of Obamacare, her insurance was ended. The increased cost of the insurance that would ultimately be provided for, if she could find it, makes it very difficult. This is a life and death situation, and those type of things are mounting up as more and more people are finding out that they can't keep the insurance that they have, that they like. In many cases, they can't even keep the doctor.
Okay. Within that, as we talk about, is there any way back, though, from that, for those folks or others who have lost the coverages or are in that gap now and everything? What advice do you give them at this point of what to do next?
Yeah. There is a way back, but it involves a lengthy process. When something becomes a law, as the Affordable Care Act is, it is the law of the land. It starts a lot of things to be in motion. And in an industry as large as the insurance industry, it makes it difficult to turn that aircraft carrier, as it were, on a dime. But if this is a policy, a program, a law that is hurting people, we have to find a solution to it. And so we've been attempting to do that. We had one more revision in the law that took place a couple weeks ago on the issue of security. And we've done eight changes in the law. But ultimately, the best change will be to repeal it and replace it with a patient-centered private sector approach with more freedom, more choice, more competition. Those plans are in place in the House of Representatives. We just got to get the willingness of action coming from the U.S. Senate, specifically Harry Reid.
All right. You haven't seen them all yet. So when you report back to us maybe next week, think about if there was one car at the auto show that you could drive home, what it would be. Okay?
That's an impossible request, but I'll do my best.
All right. So you pick one out that just blows you away.
Okay. Right,
and we'll talk next week. Thanks, Congressman. We'll talk soon. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
7th District Congressman Tim Walberg with us this morning on the road on the way to the auto show.